Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Linda. Just wanted to come on with the Labor Day with Pastor Linda. I missed my earlier show, so I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss today altogether. It's been a wonderful weekend. It's been a wonderful day. Was out at the Stockton Black Family Day, and we had a wonderful gospel concert. And from what I understand, the prayer tent went really well. I was there for a few moments. But they prayed for 54 people that actually came in, and I believe they prayed for about 20 young people. And so God is really moving in the city of Stockton, and we were glad to be a part of it and just to be out there amongst people having a good time and just no problems, at least none while I was there. So, again, kudos to the team that puts that together every year. It was a total success. But I wanted to talk to you guys today just to encourage you and to give you some empowerment, because I know many of us, you know, we go on and we live our lives and we wonder, you know, why God isn't listening to us. Yesterday I got an opportunity to see War Room. And that movie, if you haven't seen it, it is everything that they say it is and more. It's a powerful movie. But the pretense of the movie is prayer, and it is the way they were approaching it is that you have to strategically pray. You have to have a game plan to bombard heaven for your cause, for your issue, for your circumstance, for your situations, whether it be your family, whether it be your work, whether it be, you know, school, whether it be your ministry, whatever you're approaching God for, you have to strategically go before the Lord and use his word, use the word of God as your foundation. And I think that that is so befitting in this time that we're living in, because there are so many things, because we know that we're living in the last days, and there are so many things that are going and so many things that are happening that we tend to forget that prayer still works. God's blood still works. And I remember when I was a little girl growing up, my mother used to pray the word. She would, almost read it right out of the Bible. I remember one time she had typed up some stuff on her typewriter at work, and it was nothing but scriptures, and she would just go scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture, and she would read that word, and she would read it to God, and she would pray, and she got results, because she was not saying what her heart desired. She was saying the word of God, and so God had to move, and, you know, the word of God, and it says in the Bible that God holds his word even above his name. And so when you start to say, God, your word says, God, your word says, and you start reading that scripture, there's power in them. But it's reading the right scripture for the right circumstance. And I think that sometimes we forget to use our most valuable weapon, which is the word of God. And when it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, one of the things is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We've got to use the word of God in our circumstances, in our situations. And when I came out of that show, when I came out of watching that movie, my heart was like, there's some situations that I'm in right now, right today. And one of the situations that I'm in, God rebuked me because he said, you never even came to me. You didn't even take a moment to pray and ask me. You just took somebody else's word for it, but you have a relationship with me. Why didn't you come to me? And so when I started thinking about that, I was like, God, why didn't I come to you? And it gets so easy for us to kind of say, oh, well, you know, this it looks good. And I think I said last week, even if it looks good, that doesn't mean that it's God. We have to get past looking good or no ill thing can come out of this, because it has to be something that God's behind. And we've got to go to God first. The Bible says that we should acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path, which means he will tell you if it's the God thing to do or just the good thing. And all good ideas aren't God ideas. And so I think that when we really get into this and we really understand what it means to be in a war room, in a prayer room, that we are strategically fighting for our loved ones, strategically fighting for our churches, strategically fighting for our ministry, strategically fighting for the things that God says that we can have. We always want to talk about the promises of God, but we don't want to strategically fight for the promises of God. We just want them, and let me just say it, me. I'm not going to say we. I just want them to fall out of the sky. Once God proclaims them over my life, I just want them to happen. But there is a time and a place where you have to enter into your war room. You have to enter into that closet. You have to enter into that quiet place and bombard heaven for your circumstance, bombard heaven for your situation. And so as I was referring to earlier, I'm in situations right now that I need to bombard heaven for it. I need to strategically go to God in prayer and say, God, how are we going to defeat this? How are we going to overcome this? How are you going to work this out? Because this is something, and I repent for not bringing it to you. Yeah, I repent for not coming to you first. But now that I'm here, how can I get past this? And I love one of the things that I really love about this movie, and I don't like to give disclaimers. I mean, I don't like to give spoilers is what I wanted to say. So I'm not going to spoil the movie. If you have not seen the movie, take a moment to go see this movie. You will not regret it. It's not number one. It's not the number one movie, and I believe for 2 weeks in a row for nothing. That should tell you something. It's a wonderful movie. But there is a part in the movie where the woman is talking with the other woman, and it's a younger woman and an older woman if you've seen the trailers. So the two ladies are talking, and the older, she confesses something to the younger woman. And when I saw that, tears just welled up in my eyes. There was a couple of places where I'm a crybaby. I started crying because I was still in their pain. I know the frustration when you want God to work on your behalf and it just looks like there's no hope. I understood that. And so there were times that I just teared up. So if you're like me, just know there's going to be some tears falling. But she made a confession to the older or to the younger woman, and I thought about it, and I even said it last night with the group of people that I was with, that so many times when somebody gives us advice, you know, they were all talking about, you know, she took her advice and she followed the instructions and that and the other, but I was like, it was even more important than that, because even though this woman had gave her advice and this woman followed it, this woman had showed her, she obviously had some point had experience in doing what she was doing, but she told her, it didn't work for me. I didn't do it for my husband, you know, and to me, it just kind of brought it home, because sometimes we know what to do, and we don't do it, and for whatever the reason is, you know, I could have went to the Lord in prayer. I could have sought the Lord, and I wouldn't be in the situation that I'm in, but I chose not to sue. I chose not to go before the Lord. I chose not to take it before the Lord because I thought it was the okay thing, and I thought it was a good thing, and I thought everything was going to work out. And in the end, it didn't. And I came home, and as I was preparing for bed last night, I thought to myself, what if I'm in this situation because God wanted to get my attention and say, Linda, you can't afford not to come to me before something happens. And so even though this should have worked out, even though it was a good thing and all the pieces were right in the right place, I messed it up because I need you to recognize, come to me first. I don't care what it looks like, come to me first. And when I started to think about that, I have to repent right there and say, God, forgive me. Because even though everything seemed to be okay, I never once thought to go to you. I never once even said, God, should I or shouldn't I? I didn't even say my now I lay me down to sleep prayer for this situation. I just ran into it. And even when it started falling apart, I still didn't think about going to God. I tried to work it out on my own. And then when it really blew up, that's when I started going to God. That's when I started asking God to help me find a way out of it. But I think that what he really wanted me to get out of this and what he really wanted me to learn out of this, and I believe this is true for all of us, is that don't get yourself in the fire. Don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire. Don't even get into the frying pan. Ask me first. And I think that when we really get to that, it's more than asking. It's asking strategically. It's having a game plan. It's knowing what God's word says about your given situation. And I know somebody just said, well, hold up, Pastor Linda, the Bible doesn't address everything, but everything can be found in the Bible. There is a scripture that will help out your situation. There is a scripture that will bring enlightenment to your situation. And so what you need to do is, even if the Bible doesn't say in this situation do thus, thus, and thus, you need to understand that when God is speaking to you about your situation, he is going to use the written word of God. He's going to come in, and every now and again, he's going to come in with the rhema. He's going to come in with the spoken word. But most of the time, he's going to refer you back to what's already been written. And that means the answer that you need for your situation can be found in the word of God. I love, too, and then I'm going to close because my time is up. But I love, too, how the woman said the scripture that gave her foundation, the scripture that gave her strength to stand, was not a scripture that said husbands love your wife, was not a scripture that said, you know, let we're all a part of God's family. It was a scripture that I wouldn't have tied together to that. It was submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's what gave her strength to fight for her marriage. That's what gave her fortitude to say, I'm going to take a stand. She took a stand against the devil. She didn't pray for her marriage. She took a stand against the devil, and she submitted her home to God. And in doing that, God was able to do what he needed to do. Now, there were some other scriptures and some other prayers and some other stuff that she did, but what gave her foundation was she said, submit to God and resist the devil. And that just penetrated my heart, because sometimes we're looking for God to give us a direct answer. And sometimes he will do that. But most times he's going to just shine a light and you have to figure it out. He's going to say, you need to look in this direction, and you have to figure the rest of it out. And so I just thank God that, you know, this movie is out. And if you have not seen it, go see it, because we have to be strategic in this day and age with all the things that's coming up against the Christian. You know, they talk about, you know, racism against the blacks and racism against that and the terrorists and this, that, and the other. But this attack on the Christian, this attack on our beliefs, this attack is the devil is being very strategic in this day, and he's coming and he is trying to nibble away our foundation. He's trying to nibble at our beliefs. And we as Christians, we as people of God, we as the body of Christ, either have to know what we stand for or fall for anything. And so what we have to do is we have to become strategic and use the word of God against the devil. Just like Jesus did when the devil came to tempt him those 40 days, he said, it is written. He used the logos. He used the logos to fight the devil, and the devil could not compete. Now, understand, the devil knows the Bible, but he uses a twisted version, because he quoted the Bible, but it was twisted back to Jesus. So you've got to know the word so you would know when he's coming to you as an angel of light, but he's twisting it. He's not giving you all of what you need to understand, or he's trying to warp it to make it look a certain way when that's not what the word says at all. You've got to know that. So we have to be strategic time and in this day. I want you to understand, I'll be back tomorrow It's back to lunch with Pastor Linda, but I just wanted to come on. I didn't want this day to come because I'm committed to doing this, and for some reason at 12 o'clock, it just slipped my mind, and it's probably because today was a holiday. But I will be back tomorrow at the 12 o'clock hour, and it will be a 15-minute segment with Lunch with Linda. But I want you to know that you have everything you need if you trust in the Lord and you believe in his word and you're standing on his word. You have everything that you need to defeat the situation that you're in, but you have to be strategic about it. You be blessed. You be encouraged. Until tomorrow.